It's graduation season, and some young Vermonters are wondering, should I stay or should I go? Lucia McCallum is one of them. She grew up in Cabot, and she just graduated from the University of Vermont. She loves this state, but wonders, does it make sense to stay? Lucia returned to her hometown to get some advice. She picks up the story from here.
Harry's Hardware is a hub in Cabot, part hardware store, part bar.
Okay. Well, can someone else name something in D?
People come here for community. I came for answers.
You dance?
Sometimes.
We might. We might pull it down.
Larry Simpson's lived in Vermont basically his whole life. He's a regular here at the Sunday Jam Sessions.
This music's in my soul.
I told him about my dilemma. Cabot feels like home, but my options here as a 21-year-old with an English degree seem limited. Like many young Vermonters, I'm considering leaving the state.
You'll have to make that decision for yourself, you know?
I know it's a privilege to have this choice, but still, I'm torn. I asked Simpson what to do.
You don't get anywhere without talking.
So I started talking. My first conversation was with my best friend and fellow Cabotian, Mia Preston. Mia and I both really love where we're from.
I think the older I get, the more I feel like I'm going to have a really hard time leaving Vermont.
But there are some undeniable truths about returning to Cabot as a young person.
How do I put this? Everyone's old.
Mia's right. Vermont has one of the oldest populations in the country. And one of the main reasons I've seen people leave my hometown is, quite frankly, loneliness.
I thrive with people my own age, and I don't really see that much here.
I asked some of the regulars what they did when they were our age. Like many people I grew up with, a few said that they were itching to get out.
I left Vermont 4 days after I graduated from high school.
Alana Flynn is originally from Benson. She
got on a train and I went to Columbus, Ohio, where my oldest brother lived. And then I toured with him and his band back to the East Coast and up back to New England, selling merchandise for him. So that was my life at 17.
Others always knew they wanted to return to Vermont, even if they left temporarily. Kenny Gokey has lived in Cabot his whole life, but left when he was 17 to join the military.
I went to high school and then my dad passed away when I was just a freshman. So I ended up quitting school and went to work in a granite shed when I was 17 years old. And then Uncle Sam wanted me, so I joined the military.
Talking with people, I heard a common thread, an undeniable feeling that Cabot is home. Seth O'Brien grew up here and left for college.
I graduated from Cabot and had a small class and decided I wanted to see something bigger, so went to New York and then decided that was too big and too busy and made my way back.
He started a computer shop under the Cabot Village store and now hosts Magic the Gathering sessions at Harry's on Wednesdays. Alana Flynn, who left the state at 17, also came back. She moved to Cabot to be a bartender at Harry's 6 years ago. She doesn't work here anymore, but still lives in town.
So many Vermonters that I've talked to over the years, they'll tell you the same thing. It's like, you come back for the people more than anything. Like, there are beautiful places all around the country that you could live, but the community and the camaraderie of Vermonters is something that you don't find everywhere.
Larry told me to talk, and I'm all for it, but I kind of wish someone would just tell me what to do. Kenny Gokey did. He told me to stay.
If you're a true Vermonter and you've lived here all your life, well, it's like home, you know?
But others told me there's something to be said for leaving. Here's Flynn again.
I think that you've got to leave for some period of time, whatever that looks like. I mean, maybe not everybody feels that way, but I feel like you have to know what else is out there to be certain about where you want to be.
Unlike me, some young Vermonters already know what they want. High school senior Kian Knott plans to live in Cabot with his girlfriend after they graduate and take a cross-country trip this summer.
I mean, where I go to school, there's definitely a lot of people who can't wait to get out of here. But for some people, Vermont's the perfect place for a quiet, happy lifestyle where you can really do whatever your heart desires.
After Harry's, Mia and I decided to go to a place in town that's sacred to us.
We were driving up Cabot Plains Road to go sit by the covered bridge and enjoy a beautiful sunset.
I'm moving into a new apartment in Burlington for the summer, And I don't know when I'll be living in Cabot again. But for this moment, I'm enjoying being home. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Lucia McCallum.